This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to the United States from 21st to 23rd of this month. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, during the visit, Prime Minister Modi will take part in the Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware on Saturday. The Foreign Secretary informed that Prime Minister will interact with several foreign leaders and interact with the Indian diaspora in the US. He said the Prime Minister will also meet with a host of business and industry leaders. Mr. Misri informed that bilateral meetings with the leaders of Japan and Australia are also on the cards. Mr. Misri said the Prime Minister will travel to New York to attend the Summit of the Future at the United Nations on Monday. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. The Supreme Court is slated to hear today a plea challenging the refusal of the National Board of Examinations to disclose question papers, answer keys or response sheets of candidates of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance NEET PG 2024 exam. The NEET PG exam was conducted by the NBE on August 11th and the results were announced on August 23. As per the course list published on the website of the Apex Court, a bench headed by CJI D.Y. Chandrachud will resume hearing the matter today. Last week, the bench also comprising Justices J.W. Pardiwala and Manoj Myra agreed to examine the issues raised in the petition and asked the petitioner side to serve a copy of the plea on the NBA, apart from serving the standing counsel. The plea said that there was a clear lack of transparency in the conduct of the examination since none of the documents allowed students to check their performance, adding that neither the question paper nor the response sheet filled in by candidates nor an answer key was supplied to the students and merely a scorecard has been provided. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has called on the media to move away from an individual-centric approach and focus on institutions and national growth. Addressing the inaugural session of the Sansad TV at 3 conclave at Parliament House yesterday, Mr. Dhankar emphasized that the media should focus more on positive developmental stories from different parts of the country. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla addressed the valedictory session of the conclave. Mr. Birla said, "The credibility and authenticity of news are in crisis today, and Sansad TV, as an important chapter of the parliamentary system, is doing commendable work in filling this gap by spreading the spirit of democracy to the people." Junior doctors of all medical colleges in West Bengal will withdraw their cease work today. They will join the emergency duties from today. A unanimous decision was taken by them yesterday. The junior doctors under the umbrella organization West Bengal Junior Doctors Front were sitting in front of Swasthya Bhavan, the state health department, for more than a week, demanding justice for the PGT doctor who was raped and murdered brutally while on duty at the R.G. Garg Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata on 9th August. Rajasthan's Industry and Commerce Minister Colonel Rajyavardhan Rathore led an investors' roadshow in Doha, Qatar yesterday as part of the international outreach for the upcoming Rising Rajasthan Global Investment Summit 2024. The delegation's visit to Qatar was marked by significant engagements with key officials and business leaders. Colonel Rathore met with Mohammed bin Hassan Al Malk, Under-Secretary, Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Government of Qatar, extending an invitation to the Qatar government for the upcoming summit. The delegation also held productive talks with officials from real estate and hospitality major CDC and the Qatar Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Lauding Prime Minister Narendra Modi's global stature, the spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General, Stefan Dujarric, said that his as well as India's voice in diplomacy is a very loud and important one. Dujarric said that he is pleased about PM Modi's upcoming visit to the US and added that India is a strong and powerful voice globally, especially for the global south. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall in Andaman and Nicobar Islands till today. East Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya are expected to witness heavy rainfall. And that is the end of this news bulletin.